Well, it's Sunday afternoon, and that means it's time once again for Awaken Me Too. My name's Henry Hutton, and I'm so excited that you decided to join Pastor Jonathan Kalheros. I always butcher your name. I'm so sorry. But last week we got into such an exciting story. If you didn't hear how God brought Jonathan and his family to America, you really need to go back to JesusHelps.me, Awaken Me Too, and listen to that first 30 minutes of this program. Jonathan has packed his bags. We've got 5 suitcases. We land in Miami for a couple of months because God has told this young man and his family to come to Tennessee. They're on this journey just like God asked Abraham to leave Ur, the Chaldees, and to go to a land that he would be promised. Jonathan and his family are in a Ford van headed to Tennessee. And Jonathan, I'm going to let you pick it up from there.
Yes, thank you for having me once again. And as I was mentioning, we rented the Ford F-150 on our way to Memphis. I remember that when we reached Georgia, it was late at night. And we stopped at a gas station, and we couldn't find my wallet. Now I'm with the family, and we're trying to figure out how we're going to fill up the tank again. That was one of the adventures we had on our way there. It was a whole mission. I go into the gas station, and God put someone in my path that helped me with the process of, through my phone, be able to access my account and be able to put gas in our car. And then once we left the gas station, my wife and I, we got lost somewhere in Atlanta as we're driving to Alabama. And our kids are sound asleep in the back. They don't know what's going on, but my wife and I were trying to figure our way back in the road again and living this adventure together. We got to the hotel where we're supposed to stay in Alabama, and I remember that all of our belongings in the back of the truck, and I'm telling my wife what we're going to do. We're going to go to sleep, and our truck is going to be out there, and everything is out in the back. And so I remember I talked to the lady at the front desk, and I asked her, can we actually park the truck in front of the lobby and just keep the car there just for the night as we stayed here with our family? And this dear lady, she said, no problem. You can keep the car right at the front door, and I'll keep an eye on it. And so we left the truck there. And next day, we got up and we continue on the road. But I will never forget, after all these adventures and driving for 2 days as a family, I'll never forget the moment where we saw that we got into Tennessee. We were listening to worship in the car and just feeling God's presence as we're praying for Tennessee and praying for what God has for us to do here. And we felt such a joy as a family as we entered into Tennessee and begin our adventure here. A dear pastor received us in his home. And I remember, Henry, the first night we were there, just for a moment thinking about what we did. And just for a moment feeling this anxiety deep inside of me and telling myself, what did you do? You brought your whole family here. You don't have a job. And just looking at my wife and all, and just thinking about what I just did. And for a moment, feeling that feeling inside of me of anxiety. And I remember that God just raised the banner in my mind. And I remember God's promise to us in Exodus 34:10, when God spoke to us in Colombia and said, it's going to be a mighty work that I'm going to do through you. And I strengthened myself in the Lord that night and just immediately felt the strengthening of the Lord. And soon thereafter, we began our walk here in Memphis during the pandemic. My wife and I were new here, just beginning to meet people, and then we're in the lockdown. And I remember how Monday through Friday on Facebook, we will minister for an hour each day, Monday through Friday, with our family. Kids would join sometimes in worship with us, and we'll share worship and a reflection. And we would do ministry with our church also online. And it all started there. And then as we continue to move forward in our call here, one day, this was recent, it was actually this year, we went to Shelby Farms, and we were the family there. And my mom, she had moved from Florida here. I remember us going on that one Sunday. We went to the park, and we saw the evangelism team at Shelby Farms Park. And I told my sons, I said, they're sharing the gospel. And my son, he said, Dad, they're sharing the gospel out here in the park. And I said, yes, they're sharing the faith with the people. And my kids were just blown away. They were so happy to see there. And he'll come to me, Aaron, and he'll say, Dad, they're just out here sharing the faith and handing out Bibles. And they were so touched by that. And we got in the car and we were electrified. And I told my wife, I said, that's what I want to do. I already had this desire in my heart for a while that I wanted to bring our guitars and a speaker to the parks and share music and a reflection with the people who were at the park. And so when we saw the team out there, we were electrified. And we were in the car just talking about it the whole time. And we're talking about how we're going to start coming out and doing what we have felt in our hearts to do. And next Sunday, we come back again. And that day, I had a chance to meet David. David Sitton was out there, and we had a chance to meet the team. And that day, right off the bat, we began handing out Spanish Bibles to the Hispanic families that were there. And we began to talk to them and get their contact. And at the same time, my wife and I, we were starting a ministry here in Memphis. We're starting a church. We're starting a mission here. And we had a meeting in our home and a meeting at a pastor's house. And we were actually looking for a place for us to meet. And at the park, we began to hand out the Spanish Bibles to the people that were there and saying, come to our group this weekend. We would love for you to visit our church and to visit our group. And people started giving us their contact. Now, we did that by faith because we still did not have a building. So we were inviting them thinking that we were going to still meet at the pastor's house or at our home. We didn't have a place yet. So we were getting their contact information, really thinking that we're still going to be meeting at the pastor's house. And so we got their contact and, you know, we left the park that day, and I remember the pastor letting me know the day after, Jonathan, I'm not going to be here this weekend, so the house will not be available for your group to meet next weekend. And so I look at my wife, and I said, now what we're going to do? We invited the people at the park to come to visit our group, but we won't be able to meet at the home here in Memphis as we were thinking. By the time it was Tuesday of that following week, people started calling me. So where is the group going to meet? Give us the address. And we didn't have an address. We were trying to figure out where are we going to meet as a church, as a group. And I believe it was Wednesday of that week when God put something in my heart, gave me an idea. And I looked at my wife and I said, that's it. We don't have a building. We don't know where we're going to meet yet. Let's meet at the park. And we'll call it Church at the Park. And we'll just meet at the park. We'll bring the guitars and just begin to worship God open air. And we'll share God's word at the park. And we'll start at the park. And we all liked the idea. We talked to the pastor that was allowing us to meet at his home. And he said he liked the idea as well. And so the following weekend, we started meeting at Church at the Park. And that's how it all started with Church at the Park.
Wow. So if someone's listening out there and would like to get in touch with you and get involved either with your church in the park, which is in Spanish, or whether they want to just get involved with maybe ministering among the Hispanic population here in Memphis, how do they get in touch with you?
Yes, thank you. I want to encourage everyone that is listening to us in this radio program to come Sunday at 5 p.m. to the Visitor Center at Shelby Farms Park. We want to meet you there, and we want to pray with you. And if you would like to minister to the Latino community, we would love to touch base with you. And we have Bibles in Spanish, and you can come and be a part of what God is doing with Church at the Park. So the best way to get in touch with us is to come Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Visitor Center at Shelby Farms Park. We have a group that meets there that goes out to share the gospel. And at 6 p.m., we have Church at the Park, and we have a wonderful time of worship. We share God's word as well, bilingual for several weeks now. We've had translations, so you can come if you only speak English. That's quite all right. We have in both languages. We've been having bilingual services. But if you also know a family at your workplace, maybe school, university, that you know they speak Spanish, it'll be a great place to bring them. If they don't have a church that they attend, they can come to Church at the Park at 6 p.m. and we'll love to see you there.
One of the things we've really experienced out there in the park is we go out and just talk to people. We find a lot of people whose first language are Spanish. They've moved to Memphis and they're looking for community. And you may work with people that were perhaps born in another country, and we want you to know that they are welcome. They are welcome. Also, if you can't make it out to Shelby Farms and you want a slow way to get in touch with Jonathan, this is going to really be slow because we are all volunteers. You can send an email to info@jesushelps.me. And if you send that email sometime within the next 6 weeks, someone from jesushelps.me will probably check our email list. We do not have any paid staff here. And so we may be quickly responding to you or we may be slowly responding to you. But, you know, the Lord's timing is always perfect. Another way to get in touch with us is at 1-855-775-3787. That's 1-855-775-3787. If you'd like to give us a call and leave some contact information, we can have Jonathan reach out to you. We got a few more minutes. Tell me a little bit, how did you learn to play the guitar, and how did Aaron go from GCD to playing at a professional level at 12 years old?
Yes, thank you for asking that. And that gives me an opportunity to glorify God in these minutes that we still have. I'll start with me first, but many years ago, I remember I was at a church meeting at someone's home, and I remember seeing an African-American guitar player just playing the guitar in such a way that I looked at it and I was just so encouraged by it. And I remember the pastor's wife saw my interest and she prayed for me to get more serious with the guitar. My brother, he's been playing the guitar for a long time, so he was the first person close to me that I saw that played the guitar. And so the pastor's wife prayed for me, and I began to play the guitar. And as I mentioned to you, my wife and I, we have been very involved in a worship ministry. Now, the part where I want to share this testimony, when my son Aaron was born, he had a serious condition that happened with him. He had no oxygen during the delivery process, and he had to be in neonatal care for a while. And I remember the doctors telling us and saying to my wife, and I even recommended talking to a psychologist and saying, look, it's very possible that your son won't be able to write. Your son probably will be slow of speech, won't be able to talk. And I just want to let you know that that's quite possible. And you know, Henry, we respect what doctors say and we respect the exams that are made. But I'll tell you what, I did not receive that word for my son. My wife and I, we believe for something different for Aaron. I remember people praying for him here in the States and Colombia, people praying for our baby, our firstborn, praying for Aaron. And so when you were just saying how he went from playing simple chords to where he's at now, all I can say is that the glory is to God.
Amen.
He is a God of wonders. He is a God of miracles. When I say this, I'm not talking about theory. I'm saying because I've seen it, I've experienced, I've seen God's work firsthand. When I see my son play, you know, you look back and you remember what the doctor said, saying he's probably not going to be able to write. I want to show you his drawings. Y'all haven't seen his drawings yet. I see his drawings and I'm just blown away. Who taught you how to draw like this? And he loves drawing, and I find that to be so interesting that the very thing that they said that he was not going to be able to do is the very thing that I look at it and I see God's glory, and he does it better than I do. And so that's the wonderful thing about serving a living God, a God that is real, that is personal, a God of wonders. And everywhere we go, I always remind my son and I tell him, the glory be to God. all we do is for His glory, because He's the one that has sustained us, healed us, kept us here, and it's a joy for us to do what we do.
You know, you probably won't brag on your son like this, but I've watched that boy look at a song knowing that he doesn't know it, and he starts whatever key it's in, playing on the guitar, and whatever key they're in, it just doesn't bother him. He hears the notes on the of everything that he plays. You can't teach that type of musical ability. That is a gift from the Lord. And at age 12, I thought he was about 18 when I heard him play, and thought he was 14. We tried to make him 14 for the first two or three months, but he's only 12 years old, and he plays like a professional musician, a studio musician, not just a professional. He plays like a studio musician. And if you all want to hear some really God-honoring worship music, it is wonderful to see you on the guitar, your son on the guitar, your wife on the, what do you call that thing?
The Spanish cajon, a percussion.
The Spanish drum and singing. It really, really is beautiful. Well, where do you see this moving? Do you see this church in the park? Do you see your ministry being focused mainly in the church on the park? Do you see it being focused mainly in house churches in the Hispanic community? Where do you think God is leading you through all this? I know we're presently in this beginning at Shelby Farms. Where do you think God is leading you and your family as one of the leaders of this?
Yes. I'll be very honest with you. My wife and I, we literally feel that we're just riding the boat and God is just taking us as the weeks go by, because originally we thought it was going to be in a certain way, and God has completely surprised us with what He's doing. We're so excited. And our heart is to have an intercultural congregation here in Memphis where people of every nation and tongue will come and worship the Lord. So in our beginnings, we have started in Spanish, but our goal is to be a bilingual congregation and connect cultures. God gave us a word about being a bridge here. And we're already seeing that at Church at the Park. We're seeing people from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Venezuela, Colombia, family here from Memphis. We had a pastor from Nigeria that came and shared the word with us several weeks ago. So we're so excited to already see several cultures that are coming together to worship the Lord. So that's our heart, is to see an intercultural congregation here in Memphis. But I'll tell you something, I'm excited because God keeps surprising us. We think it's going to be in a certain way. We were looking for a place to rent, and now God has us, Shelby Farms.
Yeah, the park's free.
At the park, in open air. And, you know, I told David, you know, and the family the other day that I looked at myself, and here I am sharing the gospel, preaching with sunglasses on and sandals out in the park, and I never would have thought.
It doesn't get any better than that, does it?
I had one Sunday that I, you know, because I don't have a pulpit, and one Sunday I was preaching on top of a cooler, and the cooler was my pulpit, and I had my Bible just laying on top of the cooler as I'm sharing the gospel. So God continues to amaze me in how He works and how He is not inside of a box. God is awesome, and He is so creative in the ways that He uses and He moves, and all because He loves people. He is not willing that any should perish. And God is moving all over the world, and His heartbeat is to save people, to save hearts, to save the souls, to restore lives, restore marriages. And I'm so excited with what He's doing. And we've seen families at Church in the Park from Guatemala that speak indigenous languages, Acateco, Mam, to say some of the languages. And so we're excited to see these cultures coming together, what God is doing. And I want to invite, once again, everyone that is listening to this program to come and be a part of it with us. to be part of this great commission that we're all called to share the gospel, to share our faith with others. Perhaps you're listening to us and you say, you know, I don't know how to share my faith. I've never done it before. I want to invite you. As Henry always says, I love when you say this, Henry, it's just come and just stand there with us and see and learn and hear how others share their faith, and you're going to be inspired. I know God's Spirit will move in your heart, and quickly you see how you begin to share your faith, and you do it with joy, with love. You're going to see how wonderful it is to connect with people of other cultures and to see the power of God at work. So I want to encourage you once again to be a part of what God is doing at Shelby Farms Park at the Visitor Center at 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Exactly what you're talking about. People are looking for the living God. A lot of people have been burnt in churches. They've been disappointed with the building. They've been disappointed with the denomination. The living God is alive and real, and He is working through His followers. He's working in the traditional churches. He's working in the traditional denominations, but He's also working out in the parks. He's also working out in the byways and the highways of life. And, you know, one of the last plays that Jesus gave us before He left earth was, I have all authority on heaven and earth, therefore go. Go do what? Go make disciples. Jesus is a go God. He's not a come God. It's awesome to invite somebody to come to your church. That's how you got exposed to the gospel and how you were saved. But if you really want to follow the exciting God of the New Testament, you got to get out of that come mode and you got to get into that go mode. Because in that Great Commission Challenge, Jesus promises to go with us. And because He promises to go with us, we have everything we need when we go. So if you're looking for community and you can't seem to find it, come on out and hang out with us at Shelby Farms. If you're looking for community and English is not your first language and you say, how can this happen? Jonathan will hook you up through WhatsApp. It's all in Spanish. Imagine if you need it in Portuguese, it could be in Portuguese. How many languages do you speak?
Three.
Oh, Jonathan only speaks three. I hardly can speak one very well, but God is an amazing God. God is bringing the nations to America, and God is bringing the nations that many times a lot of these churches are spending a great deal of time and money to get on airplanes and go over the ocean, traveling for days. The travel to Shelby Farms is probably less than an hour. And if you want to come out and see what God is doing among the nations here in Memphis, Tennessee, come out and join us. We start meeting at 5:00. The bilingual church service starts at 6:00. And we want to invite you out there. Well, it's been a real pleasure to have you. We're so thankful that God has decided that we cross paths. We're so thankful that God is bringing people of your quality of relationship with Him to the Memphis community. We love our city. We pray for our city. We are working hard for the welfare of our city, and we need you. So if you're listening to this program, we look forward to meeting you in person there at Shelby Farms at 5 p.m. You can come rain or shine. If Alabama was playing football, I promise you, if it's raining and you had a ticket, you'd be there. You're not going to miss the Super Bowl because it's got a little snow on the ground or because it's too hot or because it's too cold. We're out there every Sunday because there are people out there every Sunday, people that need to hear the good news that God loves them, God cares for them, and God has made a way for them to go from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. He's made a way for them to know where they will spend eternity, and that eternity with God in heaven is possible. And you can be confident of that because you can come and learn to follow Jesus with us. So we're going to bring it to a close. Jonathan, thank you so much. I look forward every Sunday to hearing your family worship. I look forward to listening to the messages that you've brought. Remember, no matter where you are in life, no matter what you're doing, no matter how bad or how dark you think it is, you've always got hope because Jesus lives.
There is hope.